Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Schreiber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schreiber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hicks. Goss reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schreiber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goss moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman has Goss trapped. There's the throw to Cannizzaro and back to Moran, who tags Goss for the out. Runnels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schreiber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lilis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carmel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub bunts in front of the plate. Canizzaro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 2 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goss hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. Staub moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Joe Hicks. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carmel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.